Mermaid fountain. Water from the goldfish pond sloshed onto the patio and Jack and Annie. They both jumped up just as roof tiles began falling into the garden. "We better get inside," said Jack. He grabbed his leather bag. Then he and Annie stumbled into the scroll library. Giant cracks split the stone floor as Jack and Annie ran to a window and looked out. Glowing rocks were bursting through the sky above Mount Vesuvius. The whole top of the mountain had blown off.
"What's happening?" said Annie.
"I'll check," said Jack. He pulled out the Roman book. He read aloud from the section about the volcano. "When a volcano erupts, hot melted rock called magma is pushed to the surface of the earth. Once it gets outside the volcano, it's called lava."
"Lava? That's like burning mud," said Jack. "It covers everything," cried Annie.
Jack kept reading. "There was no running lava from Mount Vesuvius. The magma from the volcano cooled so fast that it froze into small grayish-white rocks called pumice. A pumice rock is very light and has holes like a sponge."
"That doesn't sound too bad," said Annie.
"Wait, there's more," said Jack. He read on. "A great cloud of pumice, ash, and burning rock shot miles into the air. When it rained down on Pompeii, it completely buried the town."
"Oh, man," said Jack. "This is a major disaster." "It's getting dark," said Annie.
Jack looked out again. A thick black cloud was spreading over the earth like an umbrella. The sun vanished as the sky turned smoky gray.
"That must be the cloud of pumice and ash," said Jack.
Just then the ground trembled again. Chunks of plaster from the ceiling fell on the scrolls.
"We have to get out of here," said Annie.
They ran from the scroll library into the garden. Ash and pumice began to fall.
"We have to cover our heads," said Jack.
They hurried from the garden into the dining room.
"Look, pillows," said Annie. "Let's put them on our heads."
They hurried to the couches beside the table and each grabbed a pillow.
"Tie it around your head with your belt," said Jack.
They both pulled off the belts from around their tunics. Then they tied on the pillows like giant hats. A chunk of ceiling crashed down near them.
"Let's get out of here," said Jack.
They stepped over pieces of fallen roof tiles and ran into the main hall. They pushed open the front door. A blast of heat and dust nearly knocked them over. And when they stepped outside, pumice rained down onto their pillow hats.
"Run!"
cried Annie. They ran from the vacation villa into the dark, burning streets. Chapter 8, Nightmare at Noon. In the distance, fire burst from Mount Vesuvius, burning